96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR. Wow. It started already, hasn't it? Yes, it has. Boy, I've got stuff to get off my chest right now. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. It's a Free Your Mind Friday. It's the last Friday of the month. And that means...
Check!
Get it off your chest. Yeah, you hear Queen Aisha. She's in studio with me along with Tony Roberts. Of course, he's appearing at DAR Constitution Hall this weekend. It's sold out. You can't get in.
That's right.
That's right. It's the comedy show, I Got People Inside My Head Comedy Tour. We're going to let you free your mind. Mm. At 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. What's on your mind? What's bothering you? Got a couple of things that I want to talk about, but let me get my guests in first. Queen Aisha, good to see you.
Hey, what's up, Harold?
It's good to see you. Look, you got all your
teeth.
You always
looking sharp. Yes, I have all my teeth. I went to the dentist the other day.
Did you?
I asked him for a refund. He was like, your teeth are perfect. I was like, so why am I here again and paying you?
You know why you're here. He wants you to breathe that gas so he can do something to you.
Have his way with me so he can free his mind.
Every week he said, you need to come back in. I'm going to check your back tooth. Just that one tooth.
That tooth.
Mm-hmm, that's right. You better be careful.
Harold,
make sure you have all your parts when you wake up.
I know.
It's good
to
see you. Tony?
Man.
It's sold out.
I know.
I love Tony.
We sell out everywhere we go, man. This is the fourth city we do in 17 cities. Everywhere we go. We had to do All-Star Weekend. We sold out 3,000-seater twice.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to do two shows. We're doing two shows in L.A. Coming up March 21st. We got... But this is the first city that sold out before we even got here.
Wow.
You know,
so
we did,
they knew you were coming.
Yeah, we did promotions anyway, man, just to let people know, you know, hear our voice, let them know we're here for real.
Okay, so what are you freeing your mind about? What's been ticking you off this week, this month? All kinds of stuff going on right now, but what's bothering you?
I got two things. Okay. The first thing, I board a plane every week.
Okay.
I fly five or six planes a week. I'm tired. Why we just can't board the back of the plane? It just frustrates me that, and I'm not prejudiced at all, right? Okay. But white people cannot board planes. I'm telling you, white people on planes thinking they own the plane. You know, mm-hmm. Black people on
just
planes
taking up the aisle.
They don't believe the plane gonna fly straight. Asian people be on planes saying, "I can make this. I can make this plane." I'm so sick, I'm tired of people standing in the aisle trying to fix their bag and it stops like traffic. And that's the second thing, traffic. I'm bad. I got road rage real bad. I'm sick. Somebody need to lock down on... Nobody with white hair should be in this left lane. I don't...
You know.
I don't care. If you're in front of me, I want your head to fall off. I got it bad.
Yeah, you got a woosah on that. Okay, now, Queen Aisha.
I'm going to tag along to the traffic situation because I was just in Houston for like 8 days.
Mm-hmm.
And
how
they could
that?
Do like 75. Well, I hit every hood in Houston. To let them know I was there. And it was interesting. I will actually say that I got turned out on ratchetness.
Ratchetness.
And I am in touch. I'm from Newark, New Jersey.
Okay.
But ratchet was a different meaning when I was coming up. But it was a different down, dirty, dirty South ratchetness, like the song.
Right.
All about that Coco.
Yeah.
I'm in love with
the, yeah.
I thought he was saying Fofo. But my 5-year-old niece let me know that it was Coco. So I want to free my mind because I need to understand why the 5-year-old know that the song say Coco, baking soda.
Mm-hmm.
And her parents was okay with her telling me that and said, girl, did you see the video? We seen the video. I ain't seen the video, but why she 5 and she know too much?
Yeah, that may be.
I'm concerned.
That too.
Yeah, you may have to put her on Empire. Let's talk about...
Oh, that's my show.
Wait a minute. You're right. We got to raise these kids like I raised my kids. I got 3 little ones. I raised them back in the 70s. Like my mom...
Yeah, you
got to
put
this.
A handle on the front of the name. You can't... They was calling me Aisha. I'm like...
What?
I'm your auntie.
Disrespectful.
Yeah, they need to be snatched and shook.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That's what's the problem. They're not shaking enough.
I'm sick of that.
So now, here's the big thing here in D.C. because, you know, Tony, I know you're from Detroit.
Right.
But big thing in D.C.
Right.
Recreational marijuana. Thursday night, 12:01, it became legal. You could grow 6 plants at your home, 2 ounces.
The home, does that include inside the house and the backyard?
Yep. Mm-hmm. On your private property.
So it's not 12, it's just 6, period.
Now, let me tell you something about this
but marijuana. People expected the city to fall apart.
Mm-hmm. Why?
No,
I don't know.
They've been smoking all this time. I don't even smoke, but I'm thinking about it now.
All you need is get somebody a little rope, mm-hmm. and you're about to have a freeway full of rope. Let me tell you something. You can grow 2 ounces in your on your person.
Right.
Right? That's going to be a half a pound, right? If you can give somebody a half an ounce as a gift, that's a straight pound. Watch. You can have 6 marijuana plants in your home. That's what it says here. You can have 6 marijuana plants. That is 15 bushels. Watch what I tell you. This is what you can't do. You can't grow marijuana outside of your residence. You can't consume marijuana in the public area. You can't sell the substance of any quantity. You can't drive or under the influence.
Right.
And you can't have possession of marijuana on the federal land. They're going to do all that.
Yeah, it's done, but it's been done already.
But they're going to do it.
But now it's just legal.
They're going to do it and say it's legal.
Mm-hmm. I want to hear what our listeners have to say. Give us a call. Free Your Mind Friday. What's on your mind? 202-319-7810.
I think teachers should be allowed
202-319-7810 outside of the D.C. calling area. Yeah. 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Got another one for you. A lot of folks talking about Rudy Giuliani and what he said about President Obama, saying that President Obama doesn't like America or love America like we do. And then he had to backtrack.
Was that before or after his nap?
Thank you.
Bacon soda.
He went in front of a lot of Republicans and he got that from them. Why would you repeat that from Republicans? They don't like Obama.
Yeah, but see, what happened is somebody pulled him in a room and said, you need to back up off of that.
Yeah.
Because, 2016 is coming
Farrakhan
around.
Did that probably. It's just probably. I mean, really got him in a room and surrounded him and said, you need to go back out there and fix that.
Right.
You better fix that.
Jesus, fix it.
You better fix that.
Mm-hmm. I see
Oprah just pulling him in. Go get him and bring him here.
Get yourself together.
And just, she went
see,
back
that
to
that white hair again. I think at a certain age, you shouldn't even be in politics anymore. No offense. I think you just need to go and sit down.
Well, let me, I want to grab a phone call because we've got a lot of folks on the line.
Y'all got minutes?
Yeah.
To take calls. Y'all got daytime, evening minutes.
Although, we do have a light bulb that's not working. So maybe we need to pay that bill, too. look at these folks calling. Hi, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling? Whoops. Okay, sorry about that. There you go. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi. This is Rena. I'm calling from D.C. As far as this legalized marijuana issue goes, when mm-hmm. we talk about residence, does that include, an apartment that you live in? Is that considered private?
Well, yeah, that's an interesting thing because, I don't.
Because you want to know if you can smoke in the elevator or not.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No, you know what? Yeah, you can. I think you can.
But is that
not in the
private property?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
That's a good question. And
because some people think they own the apartment building they live in.
You can be, as long as you don't go off your grass. You can go in the apartment, outside
the
apartment, hanging out.
Don't follow these directions, you're
going to
be in trouble.
Believe me, but you can't be in a Starbucks. You can't be in a grocery store.
But you know what? One of the other things that did come up, they said, if you live in a public housing community, you can't do it. You can't
so
do it.
So the cookout, the family reunion on the
you know what?
Is out.
You know what? They shouldn't even legalize. There's going to be too many stipulations. People will get in trouble, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah,
you're
there
right.
You go.
All right, thank you.
That's the
thank
idea.
Thank you, baby girl.
Setup.
Thank
I
you
say,
so
just
much.
Just leave it alone.
It's a setup.
I appreciate it. I need to take a break, but when we come back, boy, we've got a lot
take
of
a break! We just got here!
I know. We have to pay the bills. Because, we got to pay the bills.
It's legal. We should have some weed in here.
Or else the phones probably won't work. Those lights, too. Give me a call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Free Your Mind Friday. Get it off your chest. I want to hear from you. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. It is a Free Your Mind Friday. We want you to get it off of your chest. My guests are comedians Queen Aisha, producer of Funny and Stilettos. and Converse. And, and my guest, also Tony Roberts, he's appearing at DAR Constitution Hall this weekend in the sold out comedy show, I Got People Tony, Inside My Head comedy tour. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Bird calling from D.C. Thanks
Bird,
for calling.
You know they smoke.
Hey, how y'all doing? I wanted to answer the young lady's question who called in a couple seconds ago about what about
apartments.
Residential buildings, apartments.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And because I work in as a leasing consultant, you know, I know, I know the answer to this question. Apartment buildings are considered private ownership.
Right.
So it's at the discretion of the owner of the building or the management company, and it should be something that's built into the lease.
Yes.
Look at the lease terms.
Oh, wow.
It most likely will state specifically that, quote unquote, illegal drugs are not supposed to be consumed. So the question becomes, now that the drug is not illegal, maybe when that renewal comes up, they may change around the wording, you know, in those terms, because now it's no longer legal in that state. But it's solely up to the discretion of the actual residential company.
So you're saying if more tenants is drug free, do a lot of complaining, they can take the lease and reverse the approval if they feel
They can't change it mid lease.
Yes.
Once you sign the contract, whatever the terms say is what stands. So currently, if the drug law was changed,
mm-hmm.
And you're under a lease that says you cannot smoke illegal drugs,
right?
Then those are still considered illegal drugs.
Okay. Okay.
You know, until the renewal of the lease, and then that can be changed by the owner. Once the renewal comes up to say, you know, hey, look, you know, you cannot consume a specific drug.
Okay.
So now say marijuana, instead of saying illegal drugs or illegal substances, they can outline and say you cannot smoke this certain drug.
Okay. Are you an attorney or a weed connoisseur? Because you are very knowledgeable.
I'll put it this way. I had fun in college.
but he said he's into the leasing. He leases.
Yeah,
he renewing leases.
Yeah, maybe so. Bird, thank you so much. I appreciate
Bird,
your
vote. Bird,
Wow, yeah. Rhonda calling from Greendale. Is that Greendale, Maryland, or Glendale, Rhonda?
It's Springdale, Maryland.
Okay. How are you? What's on your mind?
I'm curious. Now, they say it's illegal to drive under the influence, correct?
No, you can't smoke it in your car. In other words, no hot boxing in your car or any
can't
of that
be high.
Stuff. Yeah.
What's hot boxing?
You can't be high driving, correct?
Well, no, you can't drive under the influence, but the law says that there is no smoking in your car or your any vehicle of any type.
That's what I'm gonna know.
You got to stay
in
your house.
You can get in under the influence.
Mm-hmm.
But if the police pull you.
My question originally was: if you can't be high under the influence, how do they propose to test you? If you're drinking, they give you a breathalyzer. So if you can't be under the influence, how do you assume to test you? Are they gonna prick your finger?
No, I think you'd be high. And I just tell them you just got away with it. They say, I think you high, ma'am. You say, but prove it. And then they're going to look at you like you're crazy. Okay,
and
I can't prove it.
And you know what?
Leave me alone.
But they're going to come up with something.
And then the reality is, Rhonda, I mean, it's just not alcohol. Because right now, if you're under the influence of any illicit drugs, you know, a blood test will do it. So, and
ain't no police officer going to carry no syringe on him.
See, they not doing that. They not doing that like that. All these crazy people.
Get in jail just to see if you're high. That's ridiculous.
Nah. A lot of people are going to get away with that. But they're going to come up with something.
They're going to come up with a way,
But remember, Rhonda, it is in D.C., not in Glendale. Okay?
Springdale.
You're going to have to come on down here then.
It's not in Springdale either.
I told you. I thought it was Springfield.
Thank you, Rhonda. I appreciate it. boy, I tell
people
you.
People serious about this. They want to know.
But, you know, a lot of folks are concerned about it.
Because this week, if they're kicking it off this week, it's the end of the month. People got paid. They want to know if they can get it in.
They're going to find out that you're high or not, high enough off marijuana. They're going to figure a way. If you come up with the iPhone 6, they're going to come up with this.
But do you think a whole lot of folks are going to be driving, though? Yeah. You know, a lot of folks, they're gonna smoke it at home, and they're going to stay at home.
You know how you're going to know they're high? They're going to pull into the supermarket parking lot, sit there for a minute, and leave, because they're going to forget why they came.
Or they're going to go shopping, they're going to have two carts full of snacks. You're going to be like, you high as hell.
Follow him.
Ring dings and everything.
Oh, my
Mountain
goodness.
Mountain soda.
Twinkies.
Squirrel nuts.
If you are on the phone, stay with me. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Mike, Paul, Nicole, stay with me. I'll be talking to you next. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We'll be back on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a few seconds.
The Howard University.